I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The UNHCR says up to 250,000 Syrian refugees may return to their homeland this year. The kids, however, don't want to go. Kelsey with Triumphant Mercy says they're scared.
We're realizing we have to send them back whole and healthy because we can send them back educated. But if they can't be whole, healthy human beings, they can't create a good, healthy community. The first thing we start with is just talking about emotions, especially within Middle Eastern Syrian culture. Emotion isn't really explained by parents. It's not really emphasized. And in fact, it's actually overlooked, and often parenting is through shame.
Triumphant Mercy is guiding children to prayer where they can be honest with God about their fears. Please pray for children as they return to Syria. And we mentioned yesterday that regulations are rolling in and tightening around the local church in China. But for China partners Eric Berkland, joy underscored his recent visit.
Nanchang was one of the cities where my grandparents ministered many, many years ago. And Nanchang is also the city where we as China partner have raised thousands of dollars to help build this Bible school.
Berkland's grandparents lived in China, and his father started China Partner. Now Eric and China Partner are establishing their own legacy by planting seeds that will outlast any organization, the gospel message of Christ.
The legacy that we would love to leave behind is that we were an organization that was there for them. We exist to serve the Chinese people. We exist to serve the church in China.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like to get a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our free e-news delivered every morning. The daily emails feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, photos, and more. Again, that's at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.